Welcome to the 14th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Kyle.
Heyo! It's a beautiful day.
It is fantastic.
In the neighborhood.
Beautiful day. All right, let's get to getting.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was I going to talk about?
Well.
Oh, wait, we can talk about Jared Leto.
Yes.
All right. So he is slated to play the Joker in Suicide Squad, and a image of it got released yesterday, the other day,
about
whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And what do you guys think? Go, boom.
So the Suicide Squad, is that its own? It's its own movie. It's not part of the Batman versus Superman thing. Right?
No, okay. I don't think so. No, because that one's already done, and the Jared Leto one's being filmed right now.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, so that's an all different, completely different movie. Then I'm curious who the, you know, protagonist is going to be in that one.
Well, what's the point of the movie again? Sorry.
I don't know. I haven't looked up
Jared
on it.
Jared went crazy. That's what
I just read things, and they come up on my screen, and I say, oh. But
I think he's doing a good job at looking like Joker.
You like that portrayal of the Joker?
Well, I mean, it's more cartoonish. Like, who played him back
Jack
in the day?
Nicholson? Yeah,
okay, I was going to say Jack Nicholson. That felt wrong.
But Jack Nicholson kind of had the gangster outfit.
Yeah, exactly,
Yeah, but now we're all just going to compare it to Heath Ledger.
Well,
not really.
I'm going to say no on that, because he's way different looking. I mean, he's way more, like, into the psychotic side of the character more than... Because Heath Ledger was, like, crazy, but he was very, like, methodical crazy. Like, the picture
what
of Jared
they
Leto
say, they
makes
said,
me...
They said the Jack Nicholson Joker was the gangster, the...
Heath Ledger
one was the anarchist, and Jared Leto is the psychopath.
Yeah,
I can see that. If that's what they were going for, then they didn't. Really
I mean, his teeth
job.
Are pretty nasty.
Tattoos.
Yeah, he's gonna have those tattoos because those tattoos are
like
what he is.
Yeah, they look a bit like costumey.
That's what people were saying. They were like making jokes about it.
Let's have tattoos of me on me.
Yeah, and it has this ha 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 thing. It's,
meta tattoos.
It is really meta. Yeah. It's a little too meta. But
he didn't look like himself.
No, he didn't. But that's good, right?
What else is Jared Leto in? Sorry.
Well, he's in 30 Seconds to Mars, the band.
And he also never ages. He was also in Fight Club. He was Pretty Boy in Fight Club.
Oh, right. He was in American Psycho.
Was he?
Yeah.
Requiem for a Dream.
And
yeah, like, that was a big
dream.
One.
And
yeah.
What's that TV show?
Oh.
With Claire Danes.
Was it Boy Meets World?
Yeah, it was Boy Meets World.
No, it was on for one season. It was the perfect teen TV show. It was super dramatic, and he was like the pretty boy, like the hot guy, and the you know what I mean.
He was probably like 30 when that show was.
Yeah,
he does not age. This guy does not age.
Well, he's like 40 now, right?
I think he's almost 50. I think.
No.
Okay.
Fuck out of here. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm gonna look this up real quick.
Hey Siri.
I will say, when I first saw the picture, I was kind of like, ugh. You know?
Why?
To me, like, I have, I guess I have
this while we're talking.
I guess I have this idea of, like, what the Joker looks like, and that wasn't necessarily it. Like, I know he has a lot of versions of himself.
Oh,
because
yeah.
There's lots of different drawings and artists and renditions and stuff like that, but this one, to me, just didn't feel like it. And then the more I stared at it, and the more I kind of got used to it. It's kind of like, when Heath Ledger got the job as the Joker, everybody was mad.
Like, yeah, it's like, wait.
They were like,
wait.
This is bullshit. This guy in, you know, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Like
and...
that.
Yeah, that's right. That's the Joker, yeah. But that's not how he looks.
Right. Which makes it even better, I think.
So, yeah, so it'll be interesting, like, if he, you know, if he pulls it off, it'll be a really big thing. It'll be a big deal.
Yeah.
What's his voice going to sound like?
Right.
It's got to be high-pitched and, like, screechy. Because that's how, like, the Joker I know is, like... high-pitched, screechy, like, that
like
kind of...
really insane.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's who he is. But the thing that's, like, that I find interesting about Joker, like, kind of, like, watching the old TV, you know, the cartoons and stuff, is, like, he's, like, very methodical, like, about being being crazy. But if this one's playing the just absolute crazy one, I think even Harley Quinn in one of the later comics was like, yeah, you're too crazy for me. Like, he's, like, he's out of control kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah. That's funny.
But I'm curious how this movie's going to go, because, like, so I'm trying to figure out who's the protagonist, who's the antagonist in this.
Well, I mean, it might just be
movie.
Like about
origin
all the
story.
The, yeah, yeah, of all the villains and stuff like that. But
it'd be interesting. I don't know much about it. I knew it was happening, and they kept talking about it, and I kept seeing pictures of him walking around like LA with green hair, but it doesn't really look like anything. So,
well, it's like LA. I mean,
yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it's just everybody kept going, "Oh, it's the Joker, it's the Joker." I'm like, it doesn't look like anything. It just looks like a dude with green hair.
And but, that's the best part.
So yeah, so there's a lot of half and half. People right. like it or people don't.
I like
so,
it because
I think he looks good.
The Heath Ledger version was too real for me, I guess. For
some reason, he wasn't
right.
He didn't
exactly.
look that.
Maybe that's
far
what it
off.
Was. That movie was too representational of like the way things are right now. Or
that's
I
why
mean,
I said it's kind of the anarchist style. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't a psychopath version. It was
right.
Obviously, it had psychopathic tendencies in the movie, but
yeah.
he definitely was not like. I mean, I could see someone potentially doing something like that, where it's like there's a crime guy and he just didn't do it, you know?
A crime guy?
Crime guy.
Crime guy.
But. Yeah. Anyways, well, I think we're all unanimous here. It'll be interesting to see.
Yes.
Like it. Except sans tattoos.
You don't like the tattoos?
Rebecca,
they're too literal.
They're cheesy.
They're just like, hey, yeah, I'm Joker tattoos.
It's like just Joker things from the comics just on his body. It's weird.
What if it's so meta that it's just
It's too meta. Anyways. Here's my wig that I got from Arda finally.
Nice.
Look at it. It's all lumpy glory.
Oh, look at the plastic on it. Nice.
Yeah. But it's magenta and the color is way more vibrant than
It's more purpley.
So scalp. Yeah.
No scalp.
Mm.
It's called Katinka.
Katinka.
In magenta. So I'll be eventually doing a review. We have a horrible backlog on videos right now. So.
Right. And we did get a pretty good response about doing a wig giveaway.
So this will be one of the wigs that will eventually be tossed out there into the world. It's shorter, but it's really nice. So I'm looking forward to reviewing that. And it took forever to get Arda. Arda Wigs. And they had a sale, and then they went to a bunch of cons, so they were really behind on shipping and stuff. So it took a while. It took longer than it was supposed to.
So it's a pretty small company, then, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, they got bigger. I don't know. They're big now.
Yeah.
I don't know. But there was also that huge accident in Wyoming, which I think...
What?
Stalled. That, like, 80-car pileup or whatever
there's a giant,
in Wyoming?
Yeah, there's a huge, like, snowstorm, and then, 80-car pileup.
I was watching the video Kevin was watching. It was just car, or, like, semi after semi just plowing into each other. Yeah, it just kept going. It was, like, never-ending accident.
Wow, okay.
It's crazy.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
There was many a FedEx trucks in there.
No!
I was like, there's my package. Yeah. Okay.
Well, so, I mean, it was, like, 2 years ago or last year where Alabama had the whole, like, freeze-over. And like everyone on the highway just like stopped.
Yeah, and they just got out of their car.
And... You know, and I was dealing with a company back that was down there, and they're like, "Yeah, the snowstorm kind of killed us. Like, we can't do anything right now."
Yeah,
because I mean, down there, no one has.
I feel like Wyoming. I mean, I don't know. Do they get snow? I don't know.
No,
maybe. I kind of felt like they should have been okay with it, but it was not.
Yeah,
they weren't prepared.
Anyway,
you wanted to talk about something you saw.
Yes. Well, I mean, I think some people saw it. I mean, did you see it? You didn't see it? Oh my god, that's fantastic!
I don't think anyone at the table saw it.
What is going on?
It was the Thailand guy that did the cosplay, cosplayed a bunch of random stuff very quickly and just like cheap cosplays, and they're hilarious. Like he makes them out of, I don't want to say garbage, but they're. They're supposed to be low quality, but they're well done enough that you know who they're cosplaying as. Oh. So he did an Elsa, like a Coke bottle.
I can't believe you guys haven't seen this yet.
No.
I was on Reddit front page yesterday.
I was at work.
No, we were busy doing stuff. We were working yesterday.
You had the day off or something like that, Mr. Slacker.
I got on Reddit, but I don't know how to use Reddit.
Yeah. Oh my god, I can't believe I would have included.
We're at a stalemate.
I would have included the link if anything, just so we could all take a look at it.
We'll include the link in the link dump. But
because now I don't have anything to talk about.
Sorry, I want to see it.
Only give a rough description.
You can describe it to people. Jeez,
I don't even know how to describe it other than it was like
garbage and he dressed up in.
Yeah, it was. So it was really cheaply done and looked really realistic. Yeah.
Rebecca's looking at it.
Yeah.
Is it that guy?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, I've seen his fan one. The Captain America
shoe.
Yeah, with the shield. Okay, I saw that one.
Okay. All I saw was...
These are pretty funny.
Yeah, they're really well done, too. Like, you know, you can tell...
That's really well done.
Okay, well, at the cost per dollar one, yes, the Elsa...
The Anna one?
Oh, Anna, sorry, yes. Uses two
the
cookies
other
as braids.
There's one where he's doing Anna, and he has like googly eyes or something and a garbage bag
for dress, oh, and then he uses two cookies as, or as the cookies have the like a braid pattern on them, and then he's wearing them. Yes,
oh my gosh, that's
because it's really fast though.
I don't know the
extent of it. It's just supposed to be funny.
Yeah, oh, I think it's supposed to be comedic.
Okay,
yeah. The Cinderella and one, relatively cheap.
Rebecca doesn't find it funny
because if you think about it, I mean, those outfits cost a few dollars a piece.
Yeah, this is what you have, but it is garbage.
He drew on his foot and made it Groot.
Right, that one's good too.
I saw that one. The Captain America one is the funniest.
That was pretty good, too.
That one was cleverest. Convincing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
The shield.
Oh, yeah, the shield, the fan.
Yeah, that one's clever. So,
if you guys didn't see that.
I saw it. I think I saw it on Tumblr. I didn't see it on Reddit. Wow. I saw it somewhere else. Sorry, the way you that described it didn't sound like what I had seen.
Yeah, I saw the fan one. I saw the fan shield, and I never saw. I didn't know he expanded on his.
Yeah, there's more than what I saw, so. No. Anyways, yes, it's funny.
Yeah, fan one would be kind of cool to see, like, in real life. Someone just walking around with a fan all day.
This is all I get. I try.
There was, well, the funny thing about that fan is there was a cartoon a while ago where Captain America had his shield broken, even though it was made out of, you know, unobtainium.
What's up with that?
But, or adamantium and vibranium. But then there was, what happened was, it got destroyed, and then, Iron Man, of course, made him like a digital shield where it's like this little round thing and it expand out like a energy barrier.
Yeah,
it's kind of serve
the
same purpose.
He was probably against it.
Yeah, he's like, this isn't my shield. But
I read an article this morning that said, what was it, characters that have been able to pick up Thor's hammer.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much everybody.
Well, it's because whoever deserves it. But there is a guy.
Well, they made it sound like, you know, it's a rare thing because, you have to deserve it and you have to, the strength and blah, 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 blah. But they made it seem so like it's a rarity, but the whole article, it was pretty much like almost everybody.
Yeah. Well,
Conan, for Christ's sakes.
Well,
Conan.
The Barbarian?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the universe, that's how it works. But no, but the one character who
actually. O'Brien.
Yes, the comedian. Like, got it. Got it, guys.
He got it.
Yeah.
Just picked it up
well,
with his hair.
Yeah, that's what I find funny about the new Avengers is like there's a scene where Captain America can kind of like just a little bit lift up the hammer, you know?
Yeah, that's what they mentioned.
And moved living is like, and Thor's like, oh, what the?
That they, they mentioned that one in like Wonder Woman and Superman and.
Hulk tried to one time.
No, like, Hulk has.
And
it was official.
Yeah,
in the comics. Okay. Hulk has picked it up. And then they had Red Hulk as a different person.
Yeah, God.
And then
Thundorous.
I said, okay. And then I got angry. I was really tired this morning. So I was like, what is this? Everybody's picked it up. This is not special. Yeah. Go away, Thor.
Well, the one guy who's actually like has picked up and used it very well was that one guy who got Stormbreaker at the end of it all. Like,
yes.
He was this like alien guy who was able to pick it up no problem because. Mjolnir knew is like, oh, he deserves it, and he fought alongside.
Can't remember his name.
But then eventually they made him his own hammer called Stormbreaker. And, but his hammer is like a hammer with a flat face and the point at the end.
Yeah,
I forget what kind of type of hammer that's called, but yeah, that's the hammer he made, which is very similar.
Scythe hammer.
Yeah, I was gonna say it looks like.
Is it a scythe?
I don't know.
No,
it's
got the
It's just the same shape as a.
But yeah, no, it's not exactly a.
I was just proud of myself. I could visualize something that you said.
Rebecca has an imagination sometimes.
We can do it.
I don't know, but
it's kind of a cool thing though, like trying to limit what you can. But then you like say think of the people who did, and it's not surprising. I don't think Iron Man has though.
No, he's a jackass.
Yeah.
Don't you have to be, like, good?
Noble.
You have to be deserving of being able to wield it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he deserves it.
No. And I guess noble is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Noble.
But, so I meant to ask this a while ago, and maybe I've already have, but, like, at SakuraCon, did you see any, like, really crappy, like, cosplays that were, like...
Like, just, humorous
like,
ones?
Yeah, exactly. It's, like, so bad that it's, like, all right, you clearly didn't try, and that's the point, you know?
No. The Toast guy was there.
Again?
The I Am Toast?
He's Toast everywhere!
He's Toast. No, just at SakuraCon.
No, Fandom. We saw him in Fandom,
didn't
we?
Do you know who I didn't see at SakuraCon this year? Who? Jesus.
Oh. Yeah.
You didn't see him rise?
There's always a Jesus.
Really?
Cosplay.
I always see one day when I don't see the Pirates of the Caribbean guy.
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
When the day I don't see that is the day that's gonna be crazy. There's always
Harry
that
Potter's
one person.
A flood of Harry Potters.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't see them either.
Oh.
There usually is one.
Huh.
It's getting.
I didn't see. Yeah, I didn't
see any
Jack Sparrow this time.
I did.
No?
Yeah, I saw him. He was near the hug a
There's glomp. Always... Is it the same guy all the time, or is it...
He's had the makeup tattoo on his face as well. He's just like,
I don't want to get that kid. I'm gonna... Well, there was one guy who used to come every year and be really, like, I don't know if you remember him, and he would just be in the character, like, talking like him and walking like him and stuff like that. And I didn't see him. This was a different person.
Okay. But yeah, I know the guy you're talking about.
There's a guy that's, like, yeah, really outgoing, and he just wanders up to everybody and does his thing.
Say hello, people.
Yeah.
So well, I like Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. So, like, half drunk and... Weird. Okay, guys, I have a special thing to say. We have a sponsor!
Yes, what? First sponsor of the episode for us.
Rebecca's face, she's just like, what?
Sponsor?
Yeah, we have a sponsor this week.
That's
fantastic.
All right, so this episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast is sponsored by 3 Days of Glory. Get involved with what's sure to be the next big web series, 3 Days of Glory. The new scripted series premiering this September follows the lives of a group of cosplayers as they compete with each other and themselves. With each new con and costume, find out what life is really like behind the mask. This is a series made for cosplayers by cosplayers, and we need your help to make it the best it can be. Our Indiegogo campaign is just weeks away from closing, and we're so close to reaching our goal. Go to Indiegogo.com to invest in the show and find the teaser trailer, behind-the-scenes footage, and more. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr to keep up with the show. Don't hesitate. Invest in 3 Days Glory now and get the glory.
Yes. So we'll include a link to them, to their web series and their Indiegogo
in the description and on our website.
If I put a link in the video, if I get creative enough to be able to do that today.
Yeah, if we can figure that out, it might be somewhere here if you're in the video. If you're listening to the audio podcast, go to our website or our YouTube to
or get click the link. Here on the audio podcast.
Just I can't
click,
do
click,
that.
Just click here. Just click
here. We're not fancy enough.
Here.
Yeah. So we thank you guys for sponsoring us.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Go check it out and see if you want to help a new cosplay show.
Yes. Have you guys watched like their check out their Indiegogo and all that and see what's going on with it?
Yeah. We talked to them a while ago back then I looked at it.
Oh cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So Kevin was gone all week, so I didn't do anything with Elite Cosplay at all. I was pretty zombified. I just sat.
You were sad that he's gone. He's like, meh.
Yeah.
Holly shut down.
Well, I had to finish editing graduation pictures.
Oh.
So I was like, I gotta get this done.
Yeah. We finished all the con pictures and then moved on to outside
con
stuff.
Is officially done. Last week it wasn't quite done. Nice. And now it is.
It's done!
Yes. And I just plopped down and started editing your Emerald City Comic Con video.
Yes! Yes.
And I yelled at you already.
What did I do? I stayed still on shot.
Oh. No, it was just fun. It was really funny. And it's okay because I didn't use it. It wasn't going to be used anyways, but it was funny.
God.
There was a Iron Man Totoro.
So you were
facing me and I pointed at it and I said, go film that or look.
Yeah.
And then you turned around and you're like, oh, and so you're like still like moving because you like just turned around. And then you really quickly just zoom in on the Iron Man thing and then hold it for like half a second and zoom out and then flip the camera up and over and then look back at me. I was like, I was trying to salvage it a little bit, like trying to see if I could grab like a clip from it.
Was it that bad?
It was. I was in a cafe and I was cracking up. I was like, Kevin, watch. And I was like, it was basically like shake, shake, zoom, shake, shake. And I'm just like, well, there it goes. It was really funny. The rest of it's fine.
I must see this video now. I want to see that.
There was nothing to be had from that clip.
Maybe we should make like a nausea-inducing clip video of just like all the crappy video that we take in between everything.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of it's the sky.
Sometimes I point out, but I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna hold it here because it's easier instead of.
There's a cute little clip of Rebecca didn't stay with us long, but there's a little clip of you I did. Where you're like rubbing your boobs with your gun.
I was like, a cute little clip. All right. I remember that moment.
Yeah. Because I said, I don't know, Kyle was looking at me and I was like, look at Rebecca. And then you're like, so I was like,
just keep
that
it
one
classy.
In.
Were we at the bus stop?
No, we were already at the con.
Whoa.
Yeah.
even better.
Whoa. I didn't use any of the bus stop stuff because I was...
Because that stuff was a bit too raw.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a little too real.
Too vloggy. We're not a vlogger, guys. We...
No, it wasn't. Well, I decided instead of... Because we have the travel videos and this... I was trying to make this like a travel video, but it's more just going to be behind the scenes, kind of like Lillian's.
I think so, yeah.
So I changed the way I was doing it. So I... Basically, there's going to be no talking, so I just erase all of us talking.
And so it's going to be like...
Yeah, it'll just be music and...
What music?
Just free music that we can use that don't get slammed by the man.
By the man.
There's this artist we use, or I used to a long time ago when we first started, and he's really anti-copyright and everything, and he makes really good music. And he did an AMA on Reddit like a year ago, and people were asking, they... We're like, so can I use your music on YouTube?
Yeah.
And they're like, he's like, yeah, as long as you just say it's by me.
Yeah.
So we've been using it. And then yesterday, the company that produces his music just slammed our videos that have his music on it.
Did they?
Uh-huh.
Got a strike?
No.
No?
No, they just say you can't use ads on it anymore.
What?
But, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
But they're old videos, so I didn't care as much, but... He explicitly says on his Facebook and in the AMA and stuff that you can use his music whenever you want.
Yeah.
So
his producer is like,
it's frustrating. No. Yeah. Which it's just funny that that happened because he's super outwardly against stuff like that.
Yeah. So, so that's what I kind of wonder is, can if you produce something, it's your IP, but then when you say, you know, it's open to people to use, and then someone takes it and then does a little bit of modification, just a very slight modification. It's just like, you know, the Vanilla or Vanilla Ice, like, it's very clear, right. This is that song, but it's slightly modified, and then they copyright that. Is that legal at all? Like, you guys know about that?
They take you to court.
Yeah, there's a, that's a gray
area. That happens all the time.
Yeah, because it's like, your thing's free, I take it, now I copyright your stuff, now it's mine.
I heard that, like, if you fully, like, remix it, if a DJ remixes song, then you can't really do
it. Maybe put it in there, but I mean, like straight up take that entire IP... And then just, or even start taking
it. It depends on the judge.
We're not the right one. So that would be obnoxious to me. Is like, if someone, like, if I make something free for everyone to use, and someone just takes that and it's like, now it's my IP and I copyright it, now it's mine. Like, that would suck.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they straight up just take it and then copyright it because you didn't copyright it.
No.
That depends what license. There's a lot. Yeah. I could go on for hours and talk about this, so let's not get into that copyright stuff.
For people who want to know, we use Free Music Archive.
.org.
.org.
.net?
I don't know. Just Google Free Music
Archive. .ninja.
Yeah. People know ninjas. How to Googs. We make sure it has the right license and stuff. And it's difficult. There's very few music that is available to use for free with just credit.
All right. We could buy.
And even if you pay for music, it's one use only.
Yeah.
And some music, it can only be like, either like if you expect to have more than 10,000 views, you have to pay this much.
Yeah.
And you don't know. It's like, especially with us, we don't know if a video is going to be 100 views or... 10,000. I don't know. I can't, you know, it just depends on what people like. And so we've tried to buy music and we can only use it once. It's like, well, I don't want to pay, you know, $20, just use it once.
Yeah.
I want to use it a couple times, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, music world.
You guys should just make your own music.
I've thought about it, but it's really hard.
Well, we were going to hire somebody.
Guitar and
a guitar
and some drums.
Hey, why don't you make me some music?
I don't have a guitar or some drums. Or a tambourine.
Ooh, you can make me some tambourine music.
Theremin.
Theremin.
What's that?
Theremin's like the electrical one.
Like the Star Trek, the intro.
That would be, you know.
Yeah. They have one at the Yale Center.
Ooh, yeah, that would be the one I would use. Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Well, you know, forget all the other shit. We'll get to that one. And a bassoon.
Or the one that makes the creepy, like, horror movie music that they use.
Oh. CDs.
Yeah.
God, I think it's so weird. Like, filled with water. That's how it makes it.
Is that what it is?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's like the generic horror music. It's like,
it's really, like, really tense music kind of stuff, yeah. But basically, it's like...
But what's the thing you're describing?
So, basically, it's instrument. Like this handle thing with a tube, with, like, it's just a tube you're holding. Comes up, and it expands out, and then coming off those is, like, different lengths of rod. And then you fill it with water, and it vibrates the
instrument. That.
Yeah. You use a bow, and you run across it, and that's what makes it weird.
No, let's not have that one.
Oh, okay. Just the theremin?
Yeah. And the bassoon.
Oh, the bassoon!
It has to have the bassoon.
Can we have a balalaika, please?
All right. No more instruments.
Did you read?
We will find... If you know anybody that can make us music and would like to provide it to us, we would be more than gracious.
We will pay you.
Yeah, we will pay you.
$5
to compose a beer and food. We've talked to a few musicians to compose it, but no one's really, we haven't been able to get together, and
it's hard. Well, it's hard, you know, we have friends that make music, exactly. But it's like, I don't know, people don't know what they want to do, and
right, like I getting said, together, it's been hard to get yeah, together to figure together out what we want.
Sorry. Jeez.
Plus, you need a sound booth, guys. You have to buy a sound booth.
No, I want to do it in the echoest place of our apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, we were supposed to do the podcast in your apartment this week, weren't we?
Yeah, what the heck?
Sorry. Well,
the lights are great. It was a good
day. You gotta come, since you have a parking spot, you have to come here and pick us up so we can grab everything and then park in your... We're not going to park over there.
Ah, fine.
Stupid. So maybe next week... We only wanted to do it in our apartment this week because we had a curry party.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Can't see it.
The two empty bowls. The two empty bowls back there of delicious curry. Actually, it was pretty good. I personally liked it. Now, I think it's because
the other curry place is
if
better.
If you tried the other curry place, you would be like, ugh. Yeah. So, but it was solid.
I want more curry now. That's like, I want more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite good.
Yeah. I'm kind of upset. I'm in a curry mode right now, so.
We could go to the other place.
Yeah, now. Right now?
Just go. Just eat more curry. Okay. So you buy curry, right?
You're asking me a question?
Yeah, I'm just asking you a hypothetical question. Yeah. You sit down, and you're like, curry, please. And then they said, do you want rice? And you're like, fuck yeah, I want rice. We eating curry without rice. And they go, okay, that's $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
Is that acceptable? Like, would that surprise you, or does
it did surprise me, but I didn't care enough because I knew I had to have rice with it. And then when I ate the curry, it was really spicy, and so I was really happy to have the rice.
Yeah.
So they knew, they go, if we make our curry really spicy, they're not going to argue later.
Well, okay,
with the bill.
So here's my angry point against that.
Kevin got really angry.
Well, because it should come with curry. Yeah.
And if anything, just increase the price by $1.50. Yeah. Don't make me order rice separately.
Well, kind of bastard. No,
just like today, though. Just like today, though. We have rice at home.
No, but when we were out. We were
out
there,
at the restaurant.
We were there, yeah.
And the guy was like, do you want rice? And I was like, what am I going to eat with my curry? He was like, well, that's $1.50. I was like,
what am I going to eat with my curry? Yeah. Well, we should also note that when we went there the week before, the lady said, do you want rice? We said, yeah. And then she didn't say anything and just brought us rice.
Yeah, okay. See, that would be okay, too.
Like, Kevin said, I think I'd rather just have them charge me and not know it.
Oh, yeah.
And then instead of saying, well, it's $1.50 and then staring at us.
You can eat Papa Dom's. Like, Papa Dom's are part of the...
What the fuck is a Papa Dom?
It's like a tortilla but crispy, and you just dip it in.
They don't have that at Thai places.
How many things have you described in this podcast?
A lot.
Like three or four.
You guys need to diversify your knowledge of the world a little more.
No.
No, they don't have that at Thai places, so we can't order a Papa Dom, Kyle. Anyways, I don't know. It's all right.
How about we have we make our own curry now? We'll steal mom's like curry powders.
Well, I tried looking up Penang curry, and it's pretty annoying.
Is it?
You have to buy Penang, whatever, and they don't sell it at just regular. We'd have to go to Chinatown and.
Oh no!
That's a whole other step involved.
Metropolitan.
Do they have a lot of Asian stuff?
I don't know.
This QFC on the corner has a lot of Asian stuff. So I thought I'm gonna be okay, but they just have red curry. That's it.
You have the yellow curry. Yellow curry is my favorite.
Isn't yellow curry Indian?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't pop it up because curry to me is Indian.
Oh, Thai food. No,
yes,
it's
Thai
not
time. Yes, no, I'm not wrapping it up. I'm just gonna bring us back.
I think so.
We drifted away off into curry land.
We should
not so
talk about food on this thing.
Cosplay and curry both start with C.
That's
my connection. Yeah, alliteration, guys.
Let's bring us back a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit more about news. We have a couple other things. So we have ASEN coming up in 3 weeks, roughly, I think.
I already talked about this last week.
I know, but we can bring it up again.
Yeah. It's not like it's a one-time thing.
There's nothing happening. We still have spots available. Smile. Yes.
Is it still medium filled?
It's still medium filled.
Yes.
Like I said, this week, nothing happened.
Because I was gone.
Yeah, like nothing happened. It's not that stuff didn't get done, just nothing happened.
I didn't do anything either.
I imagine Holly turning into Pusheen, just like getting on the couch and just going, oh, just falling asleep.
Yeah, because I can't... Okay, I'm going to be pathetic. When he's not here, I get really paranoid. So any noise that happens, I'm just like... I like shoot up out of the bed and I'm like, oh, God! So I got like 2 hours of sleep every night. So I'd come home from work and just sit on the couch and watch whatever the frou-frou was on TV and then just be like,
Jeez.
That's all I did.
You realize that I live in the same city. I can come over and just like hang out with you if you get bored or something.
I was too tired. Could barely eat. I was just sitting there. Must finish graduation photos.
Eight blocks that way.
I know, exactly.
You were asleep.
I was not. You don't know. I don't know.
And then you go to work.
No.
No. Well, that's why I got my nails done.
Oh.
Entertainment value.
She was sad I wasn't there.
Yeah, the lady missed Rebecca.
Rebecca's my nail computer. Did you go a little small little place to get your
nails done? down the road here. Over yonder. Sorry. Anyways, ASEN, medium-filled.
Yes, medium
Fanime, lightly medium-filled.
If you want to book with us, feel free to email us at info@elitecosplay.com.
Wow, I like that voice.
Yeah.
So that was like that. Really radio.
Is it radio?
It was. It reminded me of Frasier. Oh, there was no frosting making while Kevin was gone, if anyone was curious.
What? No Frasier frosting alliteration? What's wrong with you?
There was Frasier, but there was no frosting. And I actually thought, I was telling Kevin last night, I felt almost an obligation to make frosting while he was gone. As I, smacked my lips a little bit. And I thought to myself, would I like some frosting? And I was like, no, I don't want frosting. That sounds gross. And then I sat there for a while, and I was like, but Rebecca's gonna get disappointed if I don't make the frosting.
Yeah.
Wait, so explain the frosting thing to me.
Last time.
He wasn't here.
Yeah.
Kevin was 2 weeks ago when Kevin was gone.
Yeah.
I had this craving. He has the ginger snap cookies, I wanted to make a ginger snap Oreo
sandwich
with the frosting in the middle. So I made a nice buttercream frosting, vanilla buttercream frosting,
very elegant,
and put it on the cookie and ate it. And then then Rebecca came over and she saw the bowl of frosting and she's like, "What the fuck is that? Mashed potatoes?"
Yeah, from across the room it looked like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, yeah,
the quantity and I got over there and she's like, no.
I was like, it's frosting.
Don't touch that.
Can I eat some?
She goes, no, it's been left out too long.
Yeah. I said this from yesterday. You don't want to eat that. And then she got kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I did.
She really wanted to eat the frosting.
Yeah,
so now she makes fun of me for just making frosting and eating it.
I actually do remember that. It was a Saturday, actually, when I came over and you said, it looks like mashed potatoes. Now I understand where the origins of that came from. You just wanting to eat frosting.
But I didn't feel compelled this time.
Mm. There you go.
Like I said, this week, nothing done. This is why I'm boring today. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So okay, I'm going to explain this cup right here, because if people are watching the video podcast might keep wondering how she tips the
sponsored
can
by Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. She tips the can all the way over, a little bit comes out, and then stops.
Oh, no.
And then a couple minutes later, more comes out. I asked this a while ago.
I'm just
frozen.
Making it worse.
Yep.
There it goes.
Because it's frozen, and it just a little bit melts every couple minutes.
It's frozen,
Oh, you know what? I noticed that, and I thought I was just hallucinating.
Yeah, she tips it all the way, a little comes out and stops. I'm like, oh, okay, that's it. And
she's
back.
Really good at pouring soda. Is that how you get it to last the whole episode? So Dr. Pepper will finally call you and be like, all right.
I'm kind of hinting, come on, deep. I don't want to say DP because it's
something else. In the last podcast, there was one sitting between us.
I'm telling you.
Have one around.
I would be the best advertiser for Dr. Pepper.
Just hiding
everywhere. Dr. Pepper.
So behind the camera, there's just cans on cans on cans.
Yeah, you don't want to see what's in our apartment right now.
Well, we go to Costco and get the big ones.
Oh, God, you guys do?
And so it's warm. So this morning I was like, well, I want a cold Dr. Pepper on the podcast. So I put it in the freezer and then I forgot about it. See, it helps when you knock it over. Yeah, nothing comes out. Yeah, so that's what's happening right now. I usually don't forget because it'll explode.
Yeah, I'm glad it didn't explode. Holy crap, that would have been bad.
So that's why I've been tipping it vertically for the past 20 minutes. Anyways, Dr. Pepper, if you want to contact me, I'm available.
info@elitecosplay.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This one's a winner.
Yeah, great. But as a result, it's kind of flat.
Oh,
it wasn't flat, and now it is.
Well, that's the ice.
The last little bit's gonna have all the carbonation somehow built into it. That'll be it.
Pretty upset.
Well, there was some way that I was watching videos online. If you just leave it in the freezer a little bit, pour. This is important.
Okay,
and then pour it out really fast.
Yeah,
it immediately turns into a Slurpee.
Oh yeah.
Super cold, super chilled water. I've seen the water where they slam it and it goes.
Yeah. Super chilling.
Yeah. It's but you can't leave it in that long.
No.
It's supposed to be a liquid.
I know. I totally messed it up. I'm sorry.
What, super
science?
No, just the freezing
gotcha.
Aspect. Sorry.
Okay.
I had to stop you because Rebecca was telling me something really important. Okay. You may I now
see.
Continue.
I see. Sorry. Well.
Abuse Kevin.
I think that wraps it up for us for this episode 14 of Elite Cosplay.
Yeah, thanks for
podcast.
Tuning in. I'm yes. sorry we got a Listening little to our tangent lives. And on to curry, but if you love curry... You'll like that conversation.
Yeah. Curry.com, please sponsor us.
I don't think there's a curry.com.
But now we have to buy it.
There's always Steven, something.
StephenCurry.com.
It's
going to
be Sim Curry.
Players. Yes.
Anyways. Okay. Yes, we will see you guys next week for episode 15, possibly at Kyle's apartment. That'll be
New
exciting.
Location.
Is there enough room for us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. All right,
thank you.